The following program contains mature subject matter and is for listeners 18 years or older. Discretion is advised. All views expressed are solely those of the person who said them. We are not doctors. Advice is intended for novelty purposes only. Hi, I'm Dylan. Along with Cooper, Kylie, Tyler, and Sasha, we explore opening our eyes to new possibilities. How we got here, how we stay here, where we go from here, and how you can find your way to an exciting, pleasurable, but sometimes intimidating world is what we're here for. Pull up a swing and explore a sex-positive examination of love, relationships, and the world around us. Welcome to Life on the Swing Set.
Okay, welcome everybody to Life on the Swing Set, the podcast. Tonight we have the big topic, full swap versus soft swap. And with me tonight, I have...
This is Sasha Darling.
I'm Kylie.
And I am Dylan.
Now, before we get started, we always like to do business. If anyone has any extra business that doesn't fit our topic for the night, things they'd like to talk about, I know that Sasha has some, so I'm going to turn it over to her.
Oh, she has all the business.
Yes, thank you, Cooper. I have some very exciting news. My website is ready for me to populate with all of my wonderful products, so hopefully it will be fully functioning and ready for people to order by Friday.
And what would that website address be?
Ooh, yes, it is www.pleasure-parties.com.
And we over here at Life on the Swing Set heartily endorse Sasha's pleasure parties. So,
and I thank you very much.
So check them out. I mean, she's got cool stuff. She's got, she introduced us to the G-Pop, which is an awesome and unique toy. It looks like a...
looks like a small cue ball on a metal stick.
and it is far more exciting than you could possibly imagine. So highly recommend that one. And she doesn't carry all that bullshit stuff that a lot of the sex toy parties carry, which
we don't have any of the jelly kind of bacteria infested toys. We all have very high end, very unique and different toys.
I like how you go right to the bacteria infestation. Most people will go with the phthalates thing, which can cause cancer.
I pay good money for the extra
you jump
bacteria.
Right to
if
the
I'm not
bacteria.
Getting the bacteria from your
well,
products,
you know
then
why?
I'm just
that
not interested.
Bacteria is what is going to cause yeast infections for all the women.
Absolutely.
That's what it
But I'm not a woman. Why do I care? Important?
Because you're not going to be, what are you going to do with the dildo?
Well, you care because if she has a yeast infection, she's probably not going to want you getting involved in that.
Well, not only that,
I'm well aware of the consequences of yeast
infection. Unknowingly pass it back.
So no. I'm looking forward to checking out some of your products.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're going to go live Friday then? That's the goal.
I'm crossing my fingers before Friday, but I'm setting Friday as my absolute deadline.
And so actually, by the time this podcast airs, you'll be almost ready, and we're gonna get a link up on the website to get to your site, and it's going to be awesome. So,
yeah.
Now let's just jump right into the topic here. So, full swap versus soft swap. These are two very, very big swinger terms. But first, I want to hit a few things that kind of fall outside that. The most common probably being girl-girl only play, which is what I've just been informed by Sasha is called mixed swap.
It's part of what is mixed swap. You know, also you fall into mixed swap is, to me, mixed swap basically is where it is okay for one part of a couple to full swap and where the other one doesn't, whether it is the girl with the girl full swapping or whether it's, one of, the partners not full swapping with the other couple.
Well, and this could also be one of those situations like where I've talked to couples where the guy doesn't actively participate. He just likes to watch and everybody mm-hmm. else can do full swap activities, but he just likes to watch.
Yes. And that would be mixed swap also.
And that probably also to a lot of people would fall very close to the soft swap side mm-hmm. of things as well. Now, there's also what's called monogamous group sex. Now, this is where two or more couples are in the same room having sex at the same time. This happens a lot in college dorms.
Yes, it does.
You know, where space is limited, or, you know, or
I like to call it accidental group sex. You know, when you're kind of with you're kind of sleeping on the top bunk and your roommate's sleeping on the bottom bunk and you both have your women with you and you want to pretend that the other one isn't doing it, but, you know, you end up finding out the next day that it's actually group sex. And
so that seems surprise. To be the same thing where you want to pretend that your roommate's not jacking off in the bottom bunk while you're jacking off in the top bunk, because then it would be gay.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that would just be wrong.
Just before anyone writes us angry letters, but go ahead and write angry letters. We like that. We do not think that being gay is wrong in any way.
You know, I have to admit, it would be kind of fun. I think I would have had a little fun with it back in college if I had known a roommate was enjoying himself as much as I was at the same time.
Well, okay. Okay. So I'm going to just sashay to the next part of the topic here.
Go ahead and sashay.
Let's go ahead and define soft swap, because of the two, this is the ambiguous one. We've already mentioned that the mixed swap can sort of slide into this. Generally speaking, as far as I understand it, this means no intercourse with anyone except for your significant other, except for the girl-girl stuff generally. And, of course, you have a wonderful amount of fun trying to define where intercourse actually happens in that one.
Well, I think it kind of links to, you know, society's definition of real sex or fake sex. You know, is there vaginal penetration? You know, it's okay if it's a girl, but it's not okay if it's a guy. It's stuff like that. And so I think that generally if you follow, or if you can at least follow those general society rules about everything, then you can kind of apply that to soft swap. So if you're not actually having vaginal sex with the opposite partner, then, you know, that can still be soft swap. You can have a great time making out and touching each other and doing all sorts of nice things and flirting around. But there's just no actual, you know, no actual vaginal sex.
Penetrative sex.
Right.
Let's go with that one as being the key here.
Penetrative sex. Yes, yeah. That's good.
Oral sex is generally assumed to be included in this. And
in soft swap.
In soft swap. And
yes.
Manual sex, you know, digital sex, hands, fingers, etc. So now, I know we started soft swap. I'm going to ask you guys where you were at when you started. Let's start with Kylie. Did you start soft swap?
I'm trying to think.
That long ago?
Actually, no, because the first time we ever did anything was the threesome, and it was two guys, and it was full on.
And so both guys had their way with you at some point during that?
Oh, that's right, the dividing line. I remember that story.
Oh, yeah. So then that is definitely not a soft swap start.
No, but after the guys, even then, the only reason why it didn't become full swap is because we never got to that. The only reason why it was soft swap is because opportunities did not allow it to. But we have had couples that it was usually the gentleman that was the one that had a problem with it. The female would not have a problem with me fucking her husband, but he would have a problem with Darth fucking his wife.
Okay, how about you, Dylan?
Well, you know, I'd have to say that the first couple experiences were pretty much soft swap. You know, I know I'd spoken in the last podcast about how things started a little bit, so I won't, you know, elaborate too much on it, but, you know, lots of making out and touching and, you know, all that good stuff. But it progressed pretty quickly into a full swap situation. So, you know, I didn't just progress into, you know, full swap, whereas we were all in the same room having sex. I mean, we ended up started going to different rooms, or, you know, even different situations / different times, different houses. And it's worked out pretty nice. I would definitely put Antonia and I in the full swap category with, you know, almost no reservations.
All right. Now, Sasha, how about you? Where did you start out?
I'd like to say we started with soft swap, and I don't know if that was our idea or the other couple. You know, we were out with them twice, and it just ended up to be soft, but then as soon as we found another couple, it went right to full swap.
Ah.
So I don't know if it was us limiting ourselves the first time or if it was them limiting this, you know, the situation. But immediately with the second couple that we were, you know, out with, it was full swap.
Well, we
now, did you guys know each other before you started at all? Or did you just kind of find them out of the blue and then you started soft swap?
We met them on another website, swinger website.
Was it that one we don't like?
No, it wasn't. Actually, the first couple that we met was the one that referred us to the better one.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, they rescued us. So at least they did give us one thing.
Well, there you go.
So how long did you stay in the soft swap?
It was just that first couple.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we went out with them twice, and it just wasn't, there was never, like, that click of anything, you know, that we have with everybody else. That click just was not there.
Right.
And
gotcha.
We moved on right away.
With our first couple, we were soft swap simply because we were very nervous about the entire situation. And then we got it in our head that, okay, let's do this. Let's take the leap. And that couple left the lifestyle. So then immediately we were left with, well, if they're not going to take care of this, let's look at our next, the rest of our starting lineup, basically. But we were soft swapped for maybe a month, I think, and haven't looked back. You know, and occasionally you'll get that evening that is soft swap, and there's nothing wrong with that, and that can be a lot of fun as well. In fact, it's sometimes nice to pull things back and just enjoy those little things that maybe you skip over or forget about when you go right into the full swap situation.
You know what, I think we have come across that when we only soft swap, we form better friendships. First, a base, you know, of friendship. And it's not anything that we intend to do. It's just looking back, you know, some of our friends that are swingers are, you know, we've only soft swapped with them and it's been okay. It just, it's never gotten to the point where it was full swap. I don't know if it was a situation or, you know, it was just never discussed either.
Well, that's interesting. So now, big thing about soft swap, full swap, pros and cons of soft swap. I mean, the pros, there's right off the bat, you know, if you're doing less with the other person, there's less likely to be jealousy. I don't want to say that there is no jealousy or anything, because we, as we discussed on the last podcast, there's always opportunity for jealousy, and you never really know when it comes up, but there's a little less possibility if you're not having penetrative sex, which is our definition of soft swap with the opposite partner. You definitely have a lower risk of STIs, sexually transmitted infections, because there isn't intercourse going on, and there's obviously less risk of pregnancy as well. It lets you watch others having sex for ideas, because that is one thing that a lot of times when you're in a full swap situation, you don't get to have that moment where you can be there and watch how another couple has sex on their own, you know, because obviously you're participating. So that's always nice. And it lets you ease into the lifestyle, as Sasha and our situation was. What do we think of the pros of soft swap here?
Well, I'd like to interject. I have to believe that if you're going to start entering the lifestyle, that you should really take care of, any risk of pregnancy before you jump in. You know, whether it's through some form of, you know, oral birth control or, you know, an implant, or, you know, if you're a guy, you can go ahead and, get the operation.
Get those old tubes tied.
That's right, you know, something like that. Like, I was always uncomfortable just in a regular relationship with somebody about the chances of, you know, pregnancy. And you know, I have a child and I'm happy with it, but I don't want any more. And so I always feel a little bit uneasy just having sex in general if pregnancy is an issue. If I had to worry about somebody else in the lifestyle, I'm not sure I'd want to do it. So, well, yes, soft swap, one of the benefits of soft swap is that you don't have to worry about pregnancy. I would like to think that any couple that we would encounter would have already taken care of that. And, you know, that may be something you want to deal with before you get into it.
Well, that's definitely on those list of things that you ought to discuss with your potential playmates before you get too involved with them is, so what's our situation here? What do we got going on as far as protection is concerned? That's always good. Now, my cons are very simple for soft swap. You can't have sex. And, you know, that can be a hard thing to avoid in these situations. I know a lot of couples who are soft swap entirely, and they don't have the penetrative sex. So,
you know, the other partner, but they can still have sex with, you know, their, you know, their lover in front of them and stuff like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be no sex. It just means no sex with the opposite partner.
Yes, yes, but I don't want to keep saying penetrative sex with their partner every time I'm talking about this.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's right. I'm saying you don't have to now.
Oh, then yeah, that's good. So
that's right.
You know, have you guys had many encounters with couples who are soft swap? And as we are all full swap on this podcast, would someone being soft swap kind of make you think twice about being with them? Anyone want to tackle that?
It depends on why they're soft swapping. We had one couple that the reason why they were soft swapping because the guy was extremely jealous. He liked the idea of the girl on girl, but anything else was really, really jealous. So if that's the reason why they're soft swapping, then yes, I will avoid them, and I don't want to continue that, because even with the soft swapping, there's too much chance of something going wrong. If they're swap swapping because of other reasons that, you know, they don't want to even risk a chance of pregnancy, or they just enjoy the soft swapping more, then no, I wouldn't mind being with them, even though they're just soft swap, excuse me.
Sasha?
You know what, I think everybody, you know, I mean, like you and I had that experience where, okay, we're not ready to get full swap yet. You know, I mean, there's a lot of couples who are just testing the waters. And if that's, you know, their case, then, you know, it's fun to, you know, show them the waters, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
And let them test it with them and stuff like that. So, I mean, again, I think it also definitely depends on the reason that they are, you know, only soft swap.
Well, I'll admit, we've had a few couples that we've talked to who are soft swap, and when we talk to them, we kind of feel out, okay, now is this you are soft swap forever, or is this a idea that we are soft swap for now until the right couple comes along? Because we like to know kind of just where things are at in that department. We don't want to go into it. Like, there's one couple right now, in fact, who is a girl-girl only play couple. And we're kind of feeling out, well, is that for good? Or are you just looking for the right situation in order to change that? Because that's important of whether or not we're going to devote the time and energy it does take to have a relationship with a new couple, which is always time and energy.
I got a quick little story. When we first signed up on the website, we labeled ourselves as soft swap because we just weren't, you know, we're a little afraid, you know, of putting that full swap and what, you know, everything that comes with it. So we had some friends we met at parties, we ran into them several times, you know, hung out. We were out at a club, and she asked me, the wife of that couple said, so are you soft swap or full swap? And I said, oh, we're full. You know, she says, your website said soft swap. And I had never gone back and, you know, thought to change it. But as soon as she heard we were full swap, she was running us upstairs to one in the bedroom. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the second we said, oh, full. Okay, let's go right now.
Then why are we still here talking?
She's not interested in us at all if we were.
Yeah, I kind of take the tack that it would almost be a pursuit opportunity. I would definitely, I enjoy everything about it. I mean, I know I talked about how I like the pursuit, I like the flirting a lot, I like just the general touchy feeling. You know, I like everything before sex just as much as I like actually having sex. And I could respect, you know, a long-term soft swap couple, but at the same time, I would take a new soft swap couple as kind of a challenge, you know, not necessarily to get them, but, you know, could I ease them into it? Could I show them how good of a time it is, how good full swapping can be? And I would personally take it as just a little bit of a challenge to try and get them into that. I enjoy full swap a lot. And I've done, you know, we've done soft swapping and had a great time, but I do like being able to be with the other person a lot, and so I'd want to introduce that to whoever we'd end up being with.
Absolutely. I also enjoy the chase, so I'm right there with you. You know, we had a couple around the end of last year who was very shy and nervous and slow to get in. She had never been with a girl before, and over several dates with them, they got more and more advanced and more advanced, and that was a lot of fun. And it was fun being on that journey with them. And often when you have only full swap relationships, you forget what that journey is like. And you know, we were all there at one time where it's new and scary and interesting, and it's nice to go back there occasionally. Anyone mind if we jump on to full swap?
I don't think you get any argument from me.
All right. I don't think I get any argument from any of you. Full swap is obviously penetrative intercourse with the significant other of... Wow, it's hard to specifically label this. It's where, see, four people are in a room and they have sex with each other rather than the ones they came with.
Perfect.
How's that?
Awesome.
Okay. And they come with each other then, see? So that's great. And the pros on this one are real easy. You get to have sex.
Woo-hoo.
With people you didn't arrive at the house with, which is always fun. And then, of course, the cons are sort of the mirror opposite of the pros from soft swap. There is definitely a greater risk of sexually transmitted infection with full swap, because there is penetrative intercourse, especially if you are moving towards the more advanced stuff like double penetration and anal play and all that, then there's definitely more risk involved. And I do think there's a lot more jealousy potential, especially if you're going with a couple that maybe it's their first time full swapping, because it's one of those things you can be pretty confident how you're going to react to something, but you're never completely sure how you're going to react until it actually happens. Any thoughts on full swap from that perspective, guys?
Well, again, I mean, the cons, you know, I kind of feel the same way about the cons of, or one of the pros of soft swap, where these are things you can kind of take care of by discussing them with your partner and discussing them with the other couple ahead of time, you know, which I really think it's obligatory, the STI testing, you know, make sure that the people that you're with are clean and tested. And you know, the jealousy thing, you may not be able to avoid it if you're with a first-time couple, like you mentioned, but at the very least, you can make sure that the actual encounter with the other couple, you know, even if you are feeling jealous, you end up expressing it later to your own partner as opposed to blowing up and, you know, tanking the whole night for everybody. I know they can be there, but I don't think that the cons to being in a full swap are anything that you can't get over, or at least can't discuss and, you know, decide whether you want to deal with or not.
Basically, yeah, it's just a lot of it is, like everything else within the lifestyle, is communication and talking. What are you guys comfortable with? What are you not comfortable with amongst yourselves and with the other couples?
Absolutely. And a lot of it is just communication. But the problem can arise when, you know, we're doing things in a bit of a different way than in the general dating scene. You know, in general dating, generally, you tend to get to know people over a few dates, if you want to have any sort of long-term relationship with them. Often in the swinger community, and I'm not going to pretend to speak for the rest of you, but I'll firmly admit we have fucked on the first date more than once. Generally, we do one date, and then on the next one, so we make sure you're not crazy first. But occasionally, even then, things will crop up that we're like, whoa, that we didn't expect that from them. We didn't expect that sort of intensity or that sort of, well, they clearly have an issue that they didn't work out. And there just seems to be a little bit of greater potential for that in full swap.
You know what? As far as full swap goes, we are very relaxed, you know, when it comes down to swapping. So if, you know, somebody from the other team sometimes doesn't say, hey, you know, can we switch or, you know, let me get over there. You know, sometimes it only leads to a soft swap evening for us, you know.
So what you're looking for is someone who's bold.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be anything very bold. It could just be a hand in the right place, you know, at the right time, you know.
I have to say there are lots of right places.
I have to agree with her. When we meet couples, even if it's, I'll say, unless we've been there with multiple times, if it's the first few times, we're very cautious on what we do, how we do it, when we do it, where we're trying to read off that other couple, because we've been in it for a while. Whereas most of the couples we've met lately, they haven't been. And they're brand new to the scene, and so they say they're full swap, but yet, okay, we don't want to just dive in and have them freak out. So you start.
Well, even then, I'd say though that you run the risk of if four people in the room are slightly nervous about how the other people in the room feel about them, it's often hard to make that that okay, I'm going to be bold, I'm going to put this out there. Move, and I've been on that. In that position a few times myself, because you don't want to be the one guy, the one person in the room who stands up and says, okay, I'm ready to swap, and then everyone else looks at you and you're like, oh, we're not doing that.
It sounds like you've been there before.
Well, I haven't been there before, because usually I'm the one who just sits there and is quiet about it.
Well, you know, I've stood up in a room of people and said, hey, everybody, let's fuck, but, you know, that was in a room full of vanillas and it didn't go over too well, so.
Were you Rodney Dangerfield at the time? Did Journey play?
Well, you know, I was channeling him, and, you know, the Sox had just won, and all that good stuff, but, you know, no, it didn't happen.
I also want to say, if that's, you know, with people that we don't know, or that, you know, are newer, we will, you know, feel them out, or just be more relaxed and move at their own pace, and, you know, try to follow along. With couples that have been in this for a long time, or that are, you know, that we have been with for several times, we'll get out the good old checklist and say, what do you want to do next? You know, what are your, you know, wishes or dreams, or, you know, what are your ideas of what you'd like to, you know, have done here?
So you're
that's
like
a good point.
You're like
too.
A good fairy then.
Yes.
what can I grant for you?
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's, I think that it's important for lots of new couples to know, and you know, I kind of, I make it pretty clear in the beginning that we're not trying to pressure them into anything, and that, you know, we're just kind of, you know, we usually don't, we have fucked on the first date, but we generally don't, just because we want to feel out the other couple. And I think that when you're getting with a new couple, it's nice for them to know that there's no pressure to do anything, whether it's because they may not like the other couple or just because they're unsure of what they want to do. Most older couples, not necessarily older couples, most experienced couples know enough to know that they should kind of let the other couple feel things out, and, you know, they should go at their pace. So I've never been in a high-pressure situation, you know, when I was brand new.
Never had the hard sell?
Yeah, I've never had the hard sell. I've never been straight-up propositioned, you know, hey, what? Let's go and do this right now, and say, yeah, we're not comfortable with that. No, 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 you're here, let's do it. It's never been anything like that with us. Maybe we've been lucky. Yeah, but I haven't had anything like that yet. And so I'd like to think the vast majority of experiences
so now,
like that.
Sasha, you just said he has been lucky. Does that
yeah,
mean you've
you know,
had the high pressure sale?
Yeah. You know, and not even Just even if I'm standing at a bar by myself at some of the clubs, you know, I mean, there was one club that I don't think we'll go back to because there was that, like, expectation of this is why you're here, you know. And I, you know, I'm not here just because you're here, you know.
Right.
Just because I'm here and you're here doesn't, you know, A and B doesn't lead to C, you know.
Now, I will speak to this fact, though. You are damn cute, and standing at a bar at a sex club, I mean, that's right. Just enticing right there.
Yeah, but you're not, see, you're going to go up to her and you're going to, you know, you're going to hopefully she's going to want, you're not going to be expecting that she's going
to
roll.
Wait, are we talking about me? Because I'd probably be nervous to approach. You know,
if I approach somebody in the club, I'm not going to go up to them expecting to get something in return. It's, I like to think there's a little more of a process to it instead of just it being a meat market. But
yes,
there are people out there that like the meat market aspect of it. And you know what? There are enough of them out there that's
a whole
other subset of,
for them.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole website for it. Yes. There's a whole subset of the lifestyle for people that really do just like it to be a meat market type thing. And you know what? It works well for them. It's not
what
I do.
They don't even exchange names.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, let's go and at the door and, you know, they don't exchange names and they're on their way. We've seen it. You know, and it's
more power
intimidating.
They can have what, you know, they can have what they want. Personally, I'm concerned about that whole not talking about things beforehand, because that's how you make stupid decisions, you know. But I'm not judging.
Luckily, we have not met like in person couples like that, because by talking to them and we're trying to figure out schedule. Oh no, we've got to do it now. And we're like, who are you? We don't even have your name yet. What? Oh, no, we're just going to come over and do it right now. Avoid that by saying we're interested in a friendship more on top of swinging. Because we just...
The friends first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they often don't want to ever see the people they've been with again.
Yeah.
No, it's a very different kind of swinging.
It's another way to handle jealousy.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want any hint of mutual respect or friendship, because it would threaten their relationship. And again, I just think it's another type of swinging. It not my type.
When it comes down to soft swap versus full swap, it's okay which either one you want to do, but you should definitely communicate completely with your partner that this is what I'm after from the lifestyle, this is what I would like, and make sure you're on the same page on that one, because that's probably the number one thing you need to figure out is full swap, soft swap, or something in between, and be able to communicate that with potential playmates. And also, you know, feel comfortable sticking to your guns. If you're soft swap and you're in a situation where you've been playing soft swap and are being pressured to do full swap, don't be afraid to say, no, that's just not what we're after. It's okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no still means no, even in the lifestyle. That's the nice thing. It's real easy.
Sorry, can I say something real quick? Part of that, too, is if you're on the receiving end of that, it's not that, I'll say we, because we're more, you know, we're not trying to be rude, we're not trying to be mean, we're just not interested in that. Receiving an end of it, we're not trying to be rude, we're just trying to mutually be honest with you and out there saying, no, we're not going to do that.
Always be upfront with that type of stuff. Don't worry too much about hurting feelings or anything like that, because that's how you wind up in situations that you're not comfortable with, hurting feelings. And that's a very important part of defining the rules of your lifestyle, which is what we're going to be talking about next week. See, I sold the segue. You guys like that?
I saw you did there.
You saw what I did there?
That's right. There's a whole internet meme that sees
the finger pointing at you, the finger pointing at my nose thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I'm winking at you right now.
Oh, excellent. thanks for listening. This is Cooper for Life on the Swing Set. Thank you guys for joining me, and let's all say goodnight for tonight.
Night, everybody. This is Dylan signing off.
Goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, everyone.
Well, that wraps it up for this week on Life on the Swing Set. I wanted to let you know that you can email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com or use our nifty contact form over on the contact page. And you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail asking us a question, telling us how much you love us, telling how much you don't like us, telling how much you want to get with all of us, whatever floats your boat there. Our number is 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. In 2 weeks, we'll be back with our next episode entitled Rules of the Road, all about how to figure out the rules that work for you in the swinging lifestyle and how to know when to keep them and how to know when to break them. As always, I've been Cooper. Thanks for swinging with us for a while.